Hi, it's Maureen here, Maureen Sharphouse, and welcome to the audio version of this vlog, The Problem with Fairy Tales and Stories of Magic Genies. I want to share with you something really personal. I have always loved fairy tales. As a young child, I imagined that the fairy on top of the Christmas tree would come alive each year and magic me a miracle. I read the story of Aladdin and his magic genie over and over. And I watched the film Cinderella so many times. I believed my fairy godmother would grant me my Prince Charming at some point in my life. It feels a little embarrassing sharing it with you now as an adult. I can feel myself blushing as I'm telling you this. I can't deny, however, that even now, if any of my grandchildren suggest watching a Walt Disney film, I'm the first one on the sofa. I am settling down before they even have the DVD out of the box, inviting them to cuddle up with me and join me for an afternoon of happy ending magic, complete with open arms. Perhaps it sounds like you also. Who doesn't like a story of magic? The problem is with fairy tales, however, is that they're not a true reflection of life. The problem is with fairy tales and stories of magic genies, so they feed our minds the idea we are not in full control of our lives. From a very young age, we have been fed the idea that other people or external happenings have more power over our lives than we do ourselves. We see others as being able to fix things for us, bring us happiness, solve all our problems. At the other extreme, we often blame the villains in our life as being responsible for making us stressed, depressed, or unhappy with our lot. It lets us off the hook, I guess, from taking action. It makes us feel better when we think there's nothing we can do about things. It relieves us of personal responsibility and resolves us of guilt and blame. Living your life according to chance and the power of others, however, isn't likely to bring about exactly what you want in life. If you want to accept a life that may feel second best to you, then know that's a choice you make. I believe you deserve so much more in life, however, and that you have to do everything you can to make your own dreams come true and miracles happen. You have to be your own fairy godmother and make things happen and not leave things to chance or fate. Just pause for a moment and ask yourself these questions. How often have you heard yourself say, your dissatisfaction in life is someone else's fault? How often have you blamed your circumstances and said there's nothing more you can do? How often have you sat back and waited for someone else to wave a magic wand of your life and make you happy? When was the last time you stepped up and took ownership and looked for the answers within you? The truth is, as children, it's only natural to look to our parents and older siblings and teachers for the answers for everything. We hold them on a pedestal as being the voice of experience, fountain of all knowledge too. We rely on them to teach us what is wrong or right in life. We run to them when we're feeling hurt for the tender loving touch that makes us feel better. We ask them to help us solve our problems, for we believe they will be able to tell us what we need to do. If things go wrong for us, however, we often find ourselves blaming them. We say they don't understand us, they didn't explain things properly. We get short-tempered, take things out on them, when we realise they're human too. When things go well in life, we see others as our heroes. When things go wrong, nothing is ever our fault. We grow up looking out with ourselves for the reasons and answers to everything that happens in our life. Now, if you're finding what I'm saying is resonating with you somewhat, know that's okay. We have all been there. If I'm making you uncomfortable, I make no apology, for self-awareness is your key to change. The truth is that living in a blame society excuses our inaction. Very few people step up and accept responsibility for creating their own results and outcomes in life. It's all too easy to put the onus on someone else to fix things for you. even more so when the going gets tough for you. For years, I looked to the medical profession for the answers to my ill health issues. With every doctor's appointment, I would get my hopes up that this time things would be different. I guess I was secretly hoping one of them would produce the magic wand. In reality, I was always disappointed. I was told to accept the physical symptoms and pain I was experiencing. One particularly arrogant doctor, when I asked him if he thought I could ever get better, peered over the top of his metal-rimmed glasses and said, "After all this time, I hardly think so, my dear." Now, I left the hospital that day feeling as if every last inch of hope had been completely sucked out of me. I was so hurt and so angry, not just at the doctor. I was angry with life. I saw my life as becoming more and more restricted and an increasingly bleak and unhappy future. It became clear if the medical profession couldn't fix things for me, I was going to have to be fairy godmother to myself. The same has to be true for you. You have to step up and take responsibility to bring the change you want about in your life. You have to stop telling yourself you can't achieve things, that you have no choices, that it's just the way the things are for you. You have to stop sitting back and waiting for change to happen. You have to start taking the action you need to take. It's your mind, your body, your life, your choices. Know that all big change on the outside of your life begins on the inside with you. It was only when I took personal responsibility for my life that I stopped the downward spiral I was on and gradually started moving it in the opposite direction. Little did I know then that all the answers to my problems were within me. I just hadn't been looking in the right place before. If what I've said in this blog has resonated with you in some way, then I would love you to share my blog with your friends and connections. You'll find social media buttons below the written version of this blog on my website at www.maureensharphouse.com. I'd also love for you to sign up and join my VIP Life with No Limits Feel Alive community, so that I can keep in touch with you personally, send you great mindset tips, give you instant access to free NLP and personal development audios, resources and free gifts. You'll also get 10% off all of my coaching programs should you decide to work with me and feel that we both feel that we're a great fit together. Simply pop your name and email in the VIP sign-up box below the written version of this blog on my website. There is no cost involved. Being a member of my VIP community is free, and you can unsubscribe at any time if you so choose. Many thanks for listening to this blog. I really do appreciate you listening and helping me spread my message in any way. Go live your best life and go have an amazing day. Please note that this blog, in both written version and this recorded version, is copyrighted material and is meant for your personal use. If you'd like to share this blog on, then I say, you know, please feel free. You will find social media buttons below the written version on the website. If you would like to use the blog for any other reason, then please, out of courtesy, drop me an email and ask my permission first. You can contact me at Maureen@MaureenSharphouse.com.